Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss diary. So what is a diary? Diary is something which we all know about. Many of us have also written diaries or kept diaries, or even till this date we keep diaries, some of us. But diary is also a literary genre. So as a definition, we can say that diary is a form of autobiographical writing which is regularly kept, and it is a record of the writer, whether it be about his activities, whether it be his opinions or reflections about certain events. And unlike a piece of literature that is meant for publication, diary is just meant for one's own use. We don't write diaries so that one day we can publish them. That is not normally the intention. Sometimes it may be. So we can say that a diary is written primarily for the writer's use alone. And the diary has a frankness that is unlike writing done for publication. And when we study diary or diary writing, two names stand out very clearly. One is the name of John Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, okay, John Evelyn. And the other is Samuel Pepys, okay, Samuel Pepys. And there were some writers who used to call their diary a journal, okay, a journal. But it was also in the nature of a diary. And broadly, diaries and journals can be divided into two categories. One, the intimate ones, and the other, the anecdotal ones. By intimate, I mean record of those events which are personal in nature to a writer. By anecdotal, I mean record of events which a writer has written down in his diary. For example, if you consider Jonathan Swift's work called Journal to Stella. Okay, Journal to Stella. And Journal to Stella is a series of letters written by Jonathan Swift to Esther Johnson. So the character of Stella is the real Esther, who was the daughter of a widowed companion of Sir William Temple's sister. And Jonathan Swift admired Esther. And in these letters that he writes, he talks about the current political and social events, some personal messages, a little bit of humor is also there. So what can be said is that through a diary, an author's or a diarist's personality is also revealed. And along with this, if the diarist also speaks about social and political events which happens in this journal to Stella, the readers are also able to know something about the contemporary times, the times in which the author lived. And if we consider the diary of Samuel Pepys, basically it records the events that happened in his life from January 1st of 1660 till 1669. So almost a period of 10 years are recorded in his diary. And this diary of his is very voluminous. And in English history, this is considered to be the greatest diary. And what is noteworthy in this diary is that the frankness with which he is writing about himself, about day-to-day events, and also the accuracy with which he records events of daily British life and the major events in the 17th century. Pepys also wrote about contemporary court and theatre, including his affairs with the actresses, then his household, major political and social occurrences. And historians have been using his diary to gain greater insight and understanding of life in London in the 17th century. And Pepys wrote consistently on subjects such as personal finances, the time he got up in the morning, the weather, and what he ate. Now, after that, let's come to the diary of John Evelyn. Okay, John Evelyn. And his diary is considered the most extensive and historically informative record of one of the most momentous periods in English history. And John Evelyn kept his diary for nearly 50 years. So, slightly more or much more than the period for which Samuel Pepys records events in his diary. And John Evelyn also recorded his grief at the death of his four children in his diary. And Evelyn's diary covers his commentary on art, culture, politics, including the execution of Charles I, then Oliver Cromwell's rise and eventual natural death, and then also the last great plague of London, and also the great fire of London which happened in 1666. So in a way, diaries can also act as a vital source of history. So from an exam point of view, you should remember the names of these diarists. Then some other examples of diary writers are James Boswell, his diary called Journal of a Tour to the Hebrides. Okay, Journal of a Tour to the Hebrides. And what is Hebrides? Hebrides is basically a group of islands near Scotland. Then some other examples of diary writers can be Dorothy Wordsworth, the sister of William Wordsworth. And her diary is called Journals. And her diary shows her influence on her brother William, means William Wordsworth. Then later on, Virginia Woolf also maintains a diary, a 5-volume diary. And then another important diary is of Anne Frank. Okay, Anne Frank's The Diary of a Young Girl, that was published in 1947. And who is Anne Frank? Anne Frank is a survivor of the Holocaust. For some time she escaped the Holocaust, but ultimately the Gestapo or the secret service of the Nazis in Germany captured her and her family. And while she was in hiding, she used to write a diary in which she documented her life in hiding under the Nazi persecution. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of these famous diarists as well as few traits or characteristics of diary writing. And as I said, some people like to call their diary a journal, but it's the same thing because the traits of that journal of theirs is the same as somebody else's diary. So sometimes a diary is also called a journal.